hello and welcome to the New Year's Eve program here on Radio Prague. I'm Jan Wellinger.
And I'm over-caffeinated.
Christian Falvey there. Great that you could join us this December 31st, the one day a year we'd almost certainly...
not be at work.
Not be at work, exactly. But here we are, and that's the way it is, and there's not a damn thing we can do about it, is there, Christian?
Apparently not, even if one of us hasn't had a shower since Tuesday.
Tuesday, huh?
Not washed. I mean, hypothetically, as if...
you hadn't washed. Okay, we'll have the full story, won't we?
Yeah, that's right. A little later in the program, we'll also be talking to an astrologer about the future of Radio Prague, unfortunately under threat even as we speak. Then we'll have a series of polls, including one called Adventures in Dog Do You Know What on the Sidewalk, and What Would You Drink If You Couldn't Drink Beer?
CF will meet a pretty member of the opposite sex in Czechs today. Can I call you CF?
For now, if I can call you, you know. And throughout the program, we look at a scathing report on alcohol abuse and how it affects people like us, who might otherwise be good journalists. We'll be taking your calls.
The studio is our oyster, and really, who cares? Whose business is it?
If we're taping the show naked. Here's Misha with the weather report.
Mostly cloudy conditions are expected into the new year, which meteorologists are warning may last until next October. Expect a southwesterly wind from the southwest and a drop in temperatures tomorrow as you struggle to get your head out of the toilet and into the sink.
Thank you there, Misha. You know, when it's overcast, I always think that that's what it must have been like here under communism. Always overcast. Hey now, Christian, have you read this? This is unbelievable. It says here that a 40-year-old named Jirka, this small-time reporter, was having an affair with three secretaries at his place of work. It's a small weekly magazine, as well as his boss and the girl at the newspaper stand on the corner.
This is the beginning of the alcohol and journalism study, I suppose.
Yeah, the very one.
The thing that strikes me is that it's very clear that being a reporter, it's only natural that you're driven to drink. Maybe not on your first day.
But definitely the second.
There's the stress, there's the deadlines, there's the grouchy boss, there's the dog crap you stepped in on the way to work. It's really a logical outcome of all the risks and trepidation of this difficult and demanding and, frankly, underpaid profession.
Don't forget having to face yourself in the mirror every morning wondering what you should have done differently. That only takes its toll. Well, I certainly agree with the dangers, but do you?
Well, let's take a call here now in the Czech capital. Hello, you're on the air.
Civilization is at the end.
Can I answer this one? Thank you for your call. I could give both a short and a long answer to that, but let me say this. It's kind of like the apartment where I live, boarded up, water and heating cut off. It might seem like that sucks, but somebody rich lived there way back when and left lots of good stuff behind just last week.
Christian found, well, I'm not sure exactly where you're going with this, CF, but you were talking about this last week, and you said you found a brand new, unused...
espresso machine, yeah. It runs great, makes great coffee, and that's kind of how I feel about life, you know? Good coffee. For me, that's the answer to that particular question.
Well, it makes perfect sense to me,
caller.
Christian. Who?
Caller. Okay, so let's talk to another listener. Hello, you're on the air.
Christian?
Yours truly, who's this?
It's Mirka.
Thanks for joining us, Mirka. What's your question?
No, it's Mirka. It's Mirka. I can't believe this.
Okay, and your question?
It's Mirka!
In case you've just joined us, this is Radio Prague's New Year program where we've been discussing the problem of really poor reporting while under the influence. Now let's have a look at how things are going early this New Year's Eve on Wenceslas Square.
Hi, I'm here down at Prague's busiest square, and what a scene it is. Have you ever been walking along wearing your best shoes and suddenly, smirsh, your foot slides right through it? You know what I'm talking about. Dog doo-doo, some proud pooch owner left behind. Some of Prague's most well-known avenues, including this one, are a literal minefield, and the problem is only getting worse. Here's what some people we spoke to had to say.
You know, we take off shit from the street and they smiling just there. I don't know what to say. Pick up the shit, yeah.
You serious with that question? No, if you are serious, I'll answer it. But whether it was just intellectual provocation, then I'll leave that without comment.
I think it's not bad because every place where we can learn something about nature is good, I think.
Nejsem velký příznivec téhle ty módy, že každý má psa.
I'm not a big fan of everybody owning a dog. I have 7 grandchildren, and every once in a while one of them steps in poo. So I can't be happy about that.
Okay, we're celebrating New Year's here on Radio Prague, and just some reactions on the street there as 2009 nears its end. It wasn't a great year for dog owners taking along those little baggies, was it, CF?
No, it wasn't. Honestly, I saw very few of those myself, not dissimilar to a lot of problems we faced.
Well, let's recall. There was the Czech EU presidency scandal over a questionable artwork in Brussels.
There was the unexpected collapse of the government.
There were national elections that were cancelled in October.
And let's not forget the inability for parties to agree on austerity measures just a couple weeks ago.
You could say we really stepped in it.
Yes, and slid. Luckily, though, there are also some bright moments. The Obama visit was great.
It was. Hands down, it really, really was.
I traveled to North Bohemia.
I hit the garbage repeatedly with balled up pieces of paper. It's on the other side of the office, you know.
I found somebody's wallet on the street.
Oh, and how could we forget about this? We had the Hedgehog Lady on as a guest, one of the top highlights in programming this year. Here's an excerpt from that interview. Listen in.
There is a veritable hedgehog disaster underway that is getting no one. I mean, no one is paying attention.
Are you saying that there are drivers who run over hedgehogs on purpose? I'm shocked.
Flat as a pancake. Very, very bad man.
Now, those that survive, the success stories, I know you go out of your way to help, but what does your husband think of all this? I mean, from what I've read, there are over 200 hedgehogs in a tiny apartment.
236 and a half.
Uh-huh, and can you tell me about the half?
Half hedgehog, saved from lawnmower.
And your husband's okay with all this?
My husband, I hate hedgehog, I love. No Babylon, upon my case.
Emotional stuff there, CF. Emotional stuff.
It's draining, Jan. I mean, I really see an image of that lady in my mind. When I talked with her, all I kept thinking of were those two omniscient eyes in The Great Gatsby, only now they weren't overlooking modern decay in the city, but those beloved animals. Really, I'm not kidding. If you ever did a story like that, or anything for that matter, you'd know the emotional cost.
And what it takes to forget. Which brings us back to the topic of the day, bylines under the influence, when subjectively good, maybe even brilliant journalists turn to drink. The statistics are ugly, the numbers staggering. Christian, what's your take? Do you think the situation is getting worse? And what are your feelings about alcohol in our workplace? The workplace.
It's a tough question to answer, Jan, which is probably why the study is 861 pages long.
Which we've read.
Well, about 3 pages of it. And let me stress that this was yesterday, so some points may be a little fuzzy. The thing is, in the old days, if you were caught drinking in the office... Do you want some of this?
Yeah, thanks.
If you were caught drinking cheap rum in the studio, there's no question you'd be fired on the spot.
Absolutely. On the spot.
Now, the morale is so low, they practically encourage it.
Well, I think that might be a bit of an overstatement, wouldn't you say?
Well, maybe, but I like to think that they would if they knew about it. You know, there's a fine line between not knowing and encouraging, and knowing and not really being very supportive.
Well, let's face it, Christian, we'd be fired.
If you can't drink in the workplace tonight, then when? Of course, the study says that 8.5 out of 10 journalists at some point in their careers flirted with alcohol addiction.
That half again, as in what? The glass half full or half empty?
I think it's in the Fellinian sense.
That's not a word, Kristen, and you know it. But at least it's not Kafkaesque.
8.5 people, or maybe 8 tall people and 1 very small person, all journalists, all driven to booze it up. And we're not talking war zones here. We're talking tabloids writing about Czech pop idol or Czech zombie Karel Gott. Are you beginning to see some of the connections?
No.
We're going to take a short break now with Annette Langerova.
I can't say her name, can you? Okay, we're going to take a short break now with Annette Langerova.
Who, as you've probably heard, has a brand new album out, which, thank God, was not produced by Jan P. Muchov.
It's listenable, really, and the name of the song is...
Bezvetri.
Na zimu si zamkli dům, na posledky v lesou sedu, i růže jsou ukrytý bez listy. Pak se schová do mraku, bez naději opak zázraku, svět se ve dvou a v obětí. Že co se schová, to se postrácí. Proto jsou zámky otevírací. Noc je ukrývá, den už se nedívá, jak spí. A ráno jim odletí.
We're back, and you're listening to special programming here on Radio Prague. Now, of course, we all know that tonight there will be very, very many people out there having a few, or maybe a lot. But imagine for a second what life would be like if you didn't drink beer. What would you have?
That is the question. What would you drink if beer wasn't your beverage of choice? Let's hear from a listener now. Hello, you're on the air.
Mirka! Mirka!
On second thought, let's go back out on the street.
I don't know. I expect to decide after.
Sharks. Definitely the sharks. Beautiful animals.
Nothing. It's nothing for me.
Your friends, are they difficult?
Yeah. Very, very.
Just some reaction there in the city tonight. And what a party it's going to be, Jan?
Damn straight, CF. Now tell me, how have we prepared?
I thought you'd never ask. What we have here are about 24 of these tiny airline bottles of mixed assorted refreshments. My brother was a frequent flyer and a hoarder, and this is the result.
Lucky for us.
Well, I just thought if we had company, you know, we don't want to be lame-os.
By company, you mean the new young technician?
She's cute, isn't she?
Most definitely. Especially when it compared to some of the dinosaurs working in this building. For example, if we put it in Lord of the Rings terms.
She'd be like Liv Tyler to your Gimli.
A winning smile.
A scent of spring air.
Sweeping curves.
And dark, seductive eyes.
Forget it. We don't have a chance.
That's why we have these substances. We can pretend.
Pretend, but that's just it, isn't it? That's the problem, and that's how the problem begins with that first drink, that niggling inability to face reality. And what if not the harshest of realities should journalists be able to face? That's what I tell myself every time I get a paycheck.
That's the serious side of this New Year's. And don't gag on your drink at home when bad journalists get even worse. That's one of the topics for this evening.
A good reporter in a field of desperation. Page 342 of that study we've been covering. I had no idea it was referring to UCF, but there it is. One of the many different struggles reporters have to face when colleagues drive fellow colleagues to the bottle.
It's not like that. Well, it's not completely like that.
You want a drink?
Okay.
Okay, now we're talking. All right, next up, Christian now meets a supermodel in Czech today, which...
Yeah, so funny.
He mistakenly thought was our one and only sexy feature.
Yeah.
Chicks today.
Hello, and welcome to Chicks Today. Our monthly program in which I, Christian, get to meet some of the Czech Republic's most beautiful women who'd otherwise never talk to me. It's the one program I enjoy doing more than you enjoy listening to. And tonight is the director's cut, the creme de la creme. It's Blade Runner with a happy ending, Eyes Wide Shut without the medieval crap, Pirates in the Caribbean with Keira Knightley and Noelle. This year's New Year's Eve, I meet Petra Nemcová.
No, you didn't talk to Petra Nemcová.
No, I did, Jan, I did.
Get out of here.
How little faith you have. I did, and you've been served, pal. Guys, roll the clip. Petra, James Blunt, obviously a jerk. I'd rather disembowel myself while drinking liquid acid than listen to Beautiful Ever Again, but apparently it was written for you.
Yes, it was. As was Falling Slowly by Glenn Hansard.
No, I think you might be fibbing, Petra. And by the way, I'd rather gargle with ground glass and slam my head into a table with two chopsticks up my nose than listen to that Oscar winner ever again.
I'm not lying.
Well, I think you are. Now, will you sleep with me?
Okay.
Hey, girls. Hey, boys. Superstar DJs. Here we go!
Well, it was exquisite, Jan. It really was.
How do you do it? I mean, I'll never, ever, ever learn.
Now let's hear a bit more from the Czech singer Aneta Langerová. Back in a bit. Jan, don't cry. So do you want to go for a cheeseburger tonight after we finish?
I'm not supposed to eat that stuff. You know that. My wife will kill me.
And what's she doing tonight?
It's just a quiet evening with the kid. And then I go home and we watch, you know, we hang out and we watch Pride and Prejudice or something like that. And zombies.
I say we stop somewhere after midnight, have a quick drink and a cheeseburger before you head home. And I go out and party.
Okay, let's do it, Christian. Don't forget, though, when the song ends, we round up with the segment on the station's future.
Do you really still think we should run that?
I'm sure people will want to know, you know, all those rumors and all that. And, okay, here we go. Okay, we're back and ready to go, Christian.
Yep, and because it's New Year's, we thought it might be interesting for our listeners to know a little about what it takes to work in a radio station like ours.
Let's say you were thinking about applying for a job with us for your own show. What skills are required and what skills would you need? You'd have to be, definitely have to be fun. Preferably young or youngish.
And of course you have to be really pretty. If you're none of these things, like Jan here, you gotta be at least clever. How did you get hired, Jan?
Anyone interested in the mysteries of hiring, may be fascinated to learn that we actually spent a good part of 2009 looking for a new member of the Radio Prague team, and finding an ideal candidate was not easy.
Well, we did find one eventually, and I don't know if you're going to agree with me on this one, Jan, but I think this guy gave one of the best answers to anything ever.
What was that question again?
To explain in depth how a radio station like this one is run.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What's that guy doing now?
Selling hot dogs, I think.
That guy was incredible. Such a wasted talent. Now, moving on, of course, we haven't forgotten. Many of you out there are no doubt wondering, as we said at the beginning of the show, what the new year will hold for the future of our station.
To get the hard answers, we visited a mystic here in the capital, an astrologer, to ask her to read from her cards to tell us what to expect. In just a moment, an interview with Shilena Milena, or Crazy Milena, who discusses what's in the ascendancy and who's got their mojo running right after the news.
Radio Prague News.
It's nighttime in the Czech capital, with hours to go before the sun rises.
Many people everywhere are now probably inebriated, bad journalists included.
And a small hedgehog has been saved after attempting to run under a tram. It's nighttime in the Czech capital, a spokeswoman at the Education Ministry has revealed, adding many hours still remain before the sun rises. He made the statement last week. Some skeptics have charged that there is no reason the sun will rise tomorrow, even though it has always done so in the past. According to reports, they say it's foolish to expect the sun to always be right on time, or even to just show up. Some people will be staying up all night in anticipation of the event. Others will be hiding under their blankets.
If anyone is still sober in the capital this evening, it won't be for long, a new survey released by the M agency has suggested. Bad journalists, including two jackasses in the Czech radio building, included. Of the two mentioned, one could reportedly use a shower, the other a cheeseburger. Eichen has cheeseburger, was overheard during a broadcast this evening that is sure to get both journalists fired.
And lastly, a small animal covered in sharp spines was prevented at the last minute this evening from jumping under a tram at Náměstí Míru. An expert in hedgehog behavior says she is not convinced the leap was attempted suicide, but rather a complex mating ritual sometimes practiced by the elusive animal on New Year's. The animal, she said, may have confused the tram with a large hedgehog of the opposite sex. She also said that attempted murder cannot be ruled out. In her view, the tram driver sped up on purpose, hoping to squash the hedgehog in half. That's the end of the news.
We're back, and we're now minutes away from New Year's Eve. First, though, crazy Milena, Sheilana Milena, who looked into the cards earlier and told me and Christian what was in store for this station.
I think the future of the station looks pretty good as long as you don't run anything like this next year, but something about cuddly puppets instead. Either that or historic connections between South Bohemia and hobbits.
Hey, you know, we were told that you would have a crystal ball, not tarot cards. What is this?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball, you're out of luck, but these cards are pretty good too, and like Sauron, I see you, Jan. You're naked, but unfortunately not very impressive.
Hey, if we're talking about the Lord of the Rings, it was a crystal ball known as a Palantir lady, not some cheap deck of cards. And only Aragorn could look into it. We're talking a mighty crystal ball and not reproductions of New Age fairies in tights. I want my money back.
Absolutely not. The cards have been read and that's all there is to it. Here's the final one, Jan. If I were you, I'd have a look at this.
Yeah, I think I can see what you've got there. It seems to be a happy-go-lucky wanderer with his dog, out for a breath of fresh air. That's not so bad, is it?
That card? That card is the Fool, headed for the edge of a cliff. You think that dog is his? No, the animal's biting his ankles, driving him over the precipice.
So, are you saying I've been a fool, or am I the dog? I don't get it.
Well, you wouldn't, would you? That's what you guys get for guzzling at work. Now get out of here so you can wrap up the final part of this year's show.
Drinking at work. What, us?
So we've got a couple of glasses out.
And some champagne. I have no idea why.
There's still the matter of this massive survey on drink and poor choices some journalists make in their morning aftershave.
Ah, yes, the zillion-page report of sob stories about reporters who can't handle their drink. See that bin right over there, Christian? Think I can hit it from here?
What, the whole report?
The whole thing. In three.
One.
Two.
Three.
Okay, here we go. We've got some champagne now, and we're going to pop the cork. Woo! You've been listening to Radio Prague's New Year's Eve program.
All the best in 2010.
I'm Jan Vellinger.
And I'm overcaffeinated.
And he's Christian Falvey. And we really are much more charming in person, the both of us.
Well, one of us is.
Good night.